The Catalyst, a CEP podcast on bold leadership in the Ocala Metro. Hosted by the Ocala Metro Chamber and Economic Partnership. Sponsored by Douglas Law Firm. And recorded live at Wiley Productions Podcast Studios, located in Ocala, Florida. Welcome to The Catalyst. I'm your host, Natalie McComb, Vice President for the Ocala Metro Chamber and Economic Partnership Foundation. And I'm joined today by Joe Reichel, Director of the new Bellevue Chamber and Economic Partnership. Great to have you on the show, Joe.
Thank you, Natalie.
So the Bellevue CEP is a new affiliate organization of the Ocala Metro Chamber and Economic Partnership. Tell us more about what this means.
So the Ocala Metro Chamber, covering the whole county, the whole Ocala Metro, we have all always thought that because we as a chamber cover the whole area, that all of the surrounding areas like Bellevue would just come in and be a part of the Ocala Metro Chamber. But now we see it's not working that way. It hasn't worked that way. The further away from the office downtown in Ocala, the less engagement we have with the community. And so we decided it was time to take a chamber to Bellevue. So it's the same programs, the same things that we offer the partners here in Ocala. We're going to be doing that we're doing it in Bellevue. We're going to be having events there, ways for the businesses to engage and connect and be that voice for the businesses in the community.
And why do you think this initiative is so important specifically to the Bellevue community?
Oh, it's important because, for one, that community has not had a chamber since 2019. The chamber closed, and since then, the businesses have just been doing their own thing. A few businesses got together to create, you know, try to get a group of them together, but it just wasn't working. So now it's, you know, we're able to go in there because we have the backing of the Ocala Metro Chamber. We're able to offer the same programs, the same initiatives, the same opportunities that the businesses at the Ocala Metro have. We're going to be able to do that in Bellevue.
That's great. So it's really in their own backyard, a lot more convenient, and hopefully with familiar faces, right, of folks in their own community that, you know, they may see, whether it's at a Rotary Club or another networking type of event.
Yes. So this is a chamber for Bellevue in Bellevue. My job is to be there, be the person that they see, the face for the chamber. And then I've got the team at the Ocala Metro as my support staff to help us to get everything that we need to do in order to have a chamber there for them. This has been, it's been really cool seeing the businesses, the excitement building as they're, you know, understanding the opportunities that are going to be there for them.
And I understand that you started this role back in November, and I know you've been a very busy man doing your outreach and visiting Bellevue businesses, talking to leaders, and planning for some future programming. So what kind of responses have you received since you've been out visiting businesses in Bellevue?
The response has been really good. I'll say overwhelmingly good. Kind of started off a little skeptical, and there have been a few skeptics, just kind of like not sure, just because it's new to them, right? They don't understand it. But overwhelmingly, the response has been very positive. So I've met with the local leaders at the city of Bellevue. We've had meetings there, individually meeting with different ones, the mayor and the chief of police and his staff. Overwhelmingly, they are positive. You know, their responses are positive. They're excited about this. They're excited about what this will mean for the business community to have that voice, to have one person, one group being able to give them direction and kind of being able to speak for them on different things.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, obviously folks have been hearing about it now for a couple months, but you held a large launch event on February 1st, which I understand was a rousing success. So tell us more about how that event went and really what were the takeaways from that gathering that you held?
So I'm going to back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. In December, we held a leader's lunch. 40 people gathered at that lunch, and, mm-hmm. and we talked about what we were going to do and getting the excitement going. And for this launch event that we had that we were just talking about, you asked about, I set a goal of 300 people. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted for that event. And it was open to the Ocala Metro partners as well and the business community as a whole. Mm-hmm. We really wanted to show community connectivity, and that's why I thought if 300 people gathered in Bellevue, that would be a huge success. Mm. And we had nearly 500 people at that event. I went door to door inviting people, handing them out. The presenting sponsor was Florida Credit Union. So, you know, they were a great support. We also had Nash Plumbing Mechanical and Pat Myers Electrical. And those were the first three businesses that I asked to sponsor this event. Mm-hmm. They jumped on. That has been the exciting part of this. The people in these businesses in Bellevue, these business owners, these community leaders, they're excited about it. And that's where, you know, the local government was represented down there for our launch event. We had Marion County government, City of Ocala government, as well as state representatives were there, their legislative aides. So it's encouraging to see the connectivity of the community and having nearly 500 people. Yeah. That was pretty exciting.
That's impressive. And you know, what a great opportunity as well for businesses in Bellevue to have, you know, have the chance to talk to some of their elected officials that, you know, maybe they would have to travel up to Ocala to attend a county commission meeting or things like that. Know that, you know, these are commissioners that are coming into their community in Bellevue to be with them. And I know I was there and it was great to kind of walk the space and see all the different connections being made and conversations that were being had. And you know, I think it's something when folks take the time, certainly to come up to Ocala to an event, that's wonderful. But when we show and we care enough to be in their space and bring that to them, it sounds like that, I think, is a big part of the success of this event.
And that's where what is going to make this successful, this affiliate program, mm-hmm. if you're a partner of the Ocala Metro, you're automatically a partner of the Bellevue Chamber and Economic Partnership. If you're a partner of the Bellevue Chamber, you're a partner of the Ocala Chamber. We're making it so that there's more opportunity for connectivity, more opportunity for the education, more opportunities for our business community to engage with our local leaders. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to really make a difference, because so many of the companies, you know, in the northern part of the county are going to be able to connect with businesses in the southern part of the county.
Mm-hmm. And this launch event is really just the beginning of a lot of programming that you hope to bring online. So as you look ahead, what are some of the programs that you're going to be adding, and what are some as you continue to grow that you're looking to add down the road?
So we will have the signature networking events like the Ocala Metro. We'll have the business after hours on the fourth Thursday. We'll have our exceptional mornings breakfast. That's going to be on the fourth Tuesday of the month. But in addition, we're going to be working with South State Bank in order to create some educational opportunities, working with our business creation team and helping to see what that'll look like and so that we can tailor it to that community and what their needs are. These are things that are going to add value to that community. And as I get to know that community, we're going to find out what those needs are. As I go in and visit with different businesses and find out exactly where they want to make changes or what they need in their business, we'll be able to provide that types of those types of education and opportunities for them.
So wonderful. So for folks that may be entrepreneurs that are looking to start a business, there'll be some services for them. For those that may want to grow their business, right? Some services for them and some connectivity. But, you know, I think how many among us would say that we don't need professional development, right? So I'm sure there's some opportunities for business owners to also learn from other leaders and talk about things like HR best practices and financial accounting and things like that that can help them expand their business or really just institute some best practices so that they continue to grow and thrive in Bellevue.
Yes, and that's what we want all of the businesses, no matter where they're at, to be able to have these opportunities to make advancement in the community. As Ocala and Marion County and you know Bellevue grows, we want the business community to be able to service and grow with it.
Mm-hmm. And are there any kind of pie in the sky hopes that you have for the Bellevue CEP as you look at where this could possibly go and grow?
So my office currently and thankfully is the boardroom of Citizens First Bank. They've loaned me the boardroom, and I'm thankful for that. But that pie in the sky, yes, we want a Bellevue Chamber and Economic Partnership office.
Mm-hmm.
We want staff. I would love to be able to have a person that's able to answer the phone and be the face when someone comes through the door looking for chamber help. So those are what we have coming forward. But in the meantime, I need sponsors. So I'm going into businesses or you know, I need partners as well. I need to, you know, more partners. I need more engagement. And then with that, more sponsors to put on the events that we're going to be having to be able to make it what, you know, I'd like to say 500 people at every event, but we're going to make these good events and make you know make sure that it's something that the community is finding benefit from.
Mm-hmm. And a return for the partners, right, that support the events
return
as well.
Return on investment.
Yep. And where can folks go for more information about the Bellevue CEP?
So the best way to get information would be contact me directly, joe@bellevuecep.com. We also have a Facebook page, the Bellevue Chamber and Economic Partnership. Our website is will be live here very soon. We have a landing page, and that is bellevuecep.com.
Wonderful. And I know that many in Ocala and surrounding communities know you because you really excel in networking. So for those leaders listening who may still be struggling with building relationships and kind of that public setting, any advice that you can impart to them?
I would say get out there. Don't be afraid to go meet someone. And that's where like we often are afraid to do something. This community opens up its arms to anyone who puts it themselves out there. We have a very friendly business community. So I'd say go network, get out and meet people.
Mm-hmm. And any kind of tricks of the trade in terms of what you do for follow-up, because I'm sure that's also something that sometimes folks struggle with. They may meet someone at an event and they get their business card and next thing you know, it's 2 weeks later and they're like, ooh, I really should have shot that person an email. So, you know, any best practices that you utilize in terms of follow-up?
I would say do it.
First thing, don't procrastinate.
Well, and even if it is 2 weeks,
follow
up. It's not going to hurt. And that's where if you say you're going to do something at a networking event, you want to make sure you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I think, life in general, right? If we say we're going to do something, we need to do it. As far as networking, is any type of follow up, and that you'll know that by the conversation or how that evening goes with the person.
Mm-hmm.
I oftentimes will ask, "How do you want me to follow up?"
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you know you have that in place. If I get a business card from someone, I'll typically follow that up with an email. I'll just, you know, the next day saying, hey, it was nice to meet you. or if, you know, whatever the follow-up that we talked about needed to be. If it's going to be a phone call, it doesn't need to be anything long, and, you know, you just need to do it. Mm-hmm. It's really, but I love handwritten notes too. Those are probably one of my favorite things for a follow-up.
And definitely make a good impression when you take the time as well.
Yes.
Yep, yep. And we provide our guests with the opportunity to highlight a nonprofit they are involved with or passionate about. Who would you like to highlight today, Joe, and why?
So as I've been learning the businesses and the community in Bellevue, in the South Marion area, I got to meet Brad and Yolanda East with Shepherd's Lighthouse, and I really like what they're doing there. It's encouraging. They're able to help families who are going through difficult situations. Their thrift store provides the funds for it. This is one that I'm excited about right now.
Mm-hmm. What a great organization. And I know they do a lot of outreach and case management to help people kind of navigate challenges that they're having and also provide some transitional housing. So we'll include a link on the episode's page to Shepherd's Lighthouse so folks can learn a little bit more.
Thank you.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Hello, this is Jeremiah Blocker with the Douglas Law Firm. We are a full-service law firm with many practice areas to serve your particular needs. We are located in downtown Ocala at 110 North Magnolia Avenue. Coming from a seventh-generation family here in Ocala, I am honored for our law firm to partner with the CEP to bring you these podcasts. We hope you enjoy.
So now it's time for our lightning round, Joe. We're going to get to know you a little better. So what is your biggest pet peeve?
One of those would be litter. I love what Marion County, the litter campaign that they've been working with. It was exciting for me to be part of the litter task force, be able to be a part of that and be able to see what they've done with it in the county and the community. And I hope that we're able to make Marion County litter free.
Mm-hmm. What a great cause. And I know you enjoy hiking and walking and being in the outdoors. And I'm sure it's frustrating if you go to one of our parks and it's not being kept clean. Are you one of those folks that bend down and pick up that bottle or that piece of trash and find a garbage can?
I will often be found with trash in my backpack that is not mine because I've picked it up.
Hey, someone's got to do it. And thank you, Joe. Your own personal litter task force, right?
I told Commissioner Curry, thank you for appointing me to that game. I was his appointment. With that, it was really, it opened my eyes to it even more. Mm-hmm. And I cannot walk by litter now without picking it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you'll inspire some others as well, right?
Good.
So what is your favorite Marion County hotspot?
The Florida Trail.
Oh, okay. So the Cross Florida, the Greenway out there on Baseline?
So yes, yeah. But the Florida Trail, it goes from South Florida all the way up to the Panhandle. This is equivalent to what, you know, many people call the Great Trails, and these are like the Appalachian Trail. Mm-hmm. But this is in just the state of Florida. It goes right through Marion County, between Bellevue and Ocala on the Greenway. We don't even realize it's there, and people travel that all the time, hiking. And there's so many areas that we can just get on and go for a day hike or a couple hours and really have fun right here.
Mm-hmm. And take some time to yourself, too. I'm sure it's nice to get away from the hustle and bustle of Ocala and growing Bellevue, right?
For sure.
Yeah. What's the best part for you about living in Ocala?
The opportunity to do so many things. Mm-hmm. Being able to be close to everything in our community as far as getting into the outdoors or going to the beach. We do have, you know, a variety of places to go shopping and restaurants to eat at. I don't think there's a better place to live. That's why I've stayed here as long as I have, and I'm glad that I'm here. I've made this my home. Mm-hmm. I've made this community my family. And that's what I love about being here in this area.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. Again, we were here with Joe Reichel, director of the new Bellevue Chamber and Economic Partnership. Thank you so much for being on the show, Joe.
Thank you, Natalie. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Catalyst.
hosted by the Ocala Metro Chamber and Economic Partnership, sponsored by Douglas Law Firm, and recorded live at Wiley Productions Podcast Studios. New episodes, guests, and perspectives on leadership premiere twice a month. Follow us on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Have a suggestion for a future guest? Email us at thecatalyst@ocalacep.com.